Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast listeners. This is Ken Sternfeld, and it's the Daily Dose. It is Saturday, August 4th. I'm not supposed to do a Daily Dose on August 4th on a Saturday, but I had to do it. I read an article in Pharmacy Times that absolutely I wanted to share with our listeners. It's almost like the Daily Dose, a double Daily Dose. The article was entitled, Signs You Should Find a New Job. And it really was kind of resonating to me personally, but I think it resonates to our listeners. And it's probably a very hard question to answer, but it's even harder for someone to take action and follow through on their career shift if they realize that it's time to find a new job. The first question you always ask yourself is, do I really want to leave because of a temporary issue? Maybe it's a new supervisor, different shifts or schedule, or are there major red flags, major problems indicating why you should start looking for alternative career? So, you know, on one hand, in almost every job, there are always going to be temporary conflicts, frustration, problems caused that you can question whether you want to be there or what your future is. But are there deeper things that really kind of resonate that you don't enjoy your job and wish you had a new one? How many days per week do you contemplate a career change? Is it 8 or 9 days a week, or is it less? Do you contemplate, there's a busy word, if you contemplate or think about how many days you don't want to be there, and it's more than the days you're there, that's kind of time that you might want to look for a different company within your profession or perhaps a change of career path altogether. So there are a couple of questions that this article talks about, and I encourage you, call out to Pharmacy Times for just continuing to feed information that you want to read because it's pertinent. So the first question is, are you already thinking about finding a new job, and are you doing it consistently? Do you drive home? Are you listening to a podcast from work, thinking about how much you really don't enjoy your job and you wish you had a new one? How many days a week? The second question could be, the company that you're currently working for, are they heading in the right direction? Are they heading in a direction that you're comfortable with? You know, a lot of people say that they want to leave a job maybe because of the boss, or is it really the company culture that's disturbing you? It isn't always just the boss. It could be the culture of the company. It's not thriving. It's having layoffs, or maybe it's either being acquired or acquiring new entities that you know will change the way your position will be. And is it going to be as stable a job and a workplace environment for you that you will be able to align with those changes? Third question to ask yourself, this one resonated with me. Have you ever lost your passion for your job? And my answer was never. I never lost my passion for being a pharmacist, no matter what the work environment was. Because if you're losing your passion because of the demands of your job and you've taken all of that personality out of your job for every shift and no longer undo it, it's really time to find a new job. Because without that passion back in your life, you're really going to have a hard time finding a company that supports you and makes you happier to come to work. So think about the passion that you had when you went to school, when you decided to be a pharmacist. Is that passion still there? The next question is, are you consistently thinking about work and the dread of going to work, even when you're not there? If you have a day off, you really need it mentally. You need it physically. But if those days are spent revolving around all the problems that you have at work and you dread going back, it's not the time to say this job is for me. It's the time to think about a new job or a new career. Time off is so necessary and so deserving. You need to spend your time on things that make you happy, not dreading that you have to go in for your next shift. Next question to ask yourself, when you have conversation with friends and family, does it always revolve around complaining about your job responsibilities? Your boss, your new boss, your old boss, and your work day. How was your work, honey? Oh, it's terrible. What a day. You know, each of us have bad days, but do they define your job every day? Is every day a bad day? Is there negativity and problems every step of the way? Is it a constant conversation around surrounding complaining? Who wants that? It's time for you to find a different path. Finally, we all have bosses in life. Mine I've married 40 years ago, and I'm happy that I did. So I can always know who my boss is. But if your boss doesn't support the personal growth and really is working against you in your mind or in reality, the relationship cannot progress and you will not be successful. If your boss is directly responsible, if his or her success is based on your success and a relationship is strained, it's kind of a guarantee for an unsuccessful future. Anyway, whenever you have a doubt, the best thing to do is stay at your current job, but always think to look for new opportunities. Assess your future and know that in yourself, you want to be someplace 5 years, 10 years, 15, 30 years down the road in a place that you can call comfortable and you can call home. This is Ken Sternfeld for the Double Daily Dose on a Saturday, August 4th. I apologize to my boss at the podcast for doing it on a Saturday, but I read this article and just had to share. Have a wonderful day, and we will talk to you next week.